want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is chocolate chip cookies. To hell with history here. When it comes to things like chocolate chip cookies, there are memories that are much more indelible than the shifting and flowery, in this case, footprints of time. My first memories of chocolate chip cookies came within months of my first awakenings of other things that culminated in the vocally non-alphabet constrained groans, moans, and sighs. I hope you understand where I'm coming from. It's Philip Roth territory, if I need to sketch it out further. These cookies were so much safer to spend time fantasizing about, even more so because they were made by my sister, Jane, whom I loved, love, and adored, adore. We all lived in a small, slightly crumbling stucco house in northern Illinois. My grandmother, mother, two sisters, and I. The place was originally built as a summer vacation home for a Chicagoan who would spend parts of June, July, and August fishing in the beautiful lake behind us in the early 1940s and 50s. We took over the home after the breakup of our mother and father in the mid-1960s. Many of the homes were like ours. Airy cottages, really, though ours was the only Spanish-looking one. We didn't have a television for the first year we lived there. A large radio sat on top of the refrigerator and brought us the inimitable voice of Paul Harvey. Good day. It also brought us the Chicago Cubs baseball games, and my New York transplanted grandmother, Nana, became a quick fan of the lovable losers. Jane would just wreck me by having her cookie batter hitting the well-seasoned stove's griddle as I stiffly walked in after another cold walk home from high school. Our home was warm and chocolate-scented. She enjoyed taking care of me in this big sisterly way. Sometimes she switched up and used peanut butter and chocolate chips in combo. Oh, my God. She would force me to wait at least a full 30 seconds before I could take them off the wire trays and devour them, even though the chips of chocolate would still be meltingly hot. Okay, some history. We have learned that Ruth Wakefield was the inventor of the first chocolate chip cookie. It was around 1938. Are you ready for this? She worked as a dietitian. In 1928, she and her husband bought a tourist lodge named the Toll House Inn, which was located about halfway between Boston and New Bedford. It was a place where passengers had historically paid a toll, changed horses, and ate home-cooked meals. Ruth cooked and served all the food and soon gained local fame. Her chocolate chip cookies soon became very popular. She added chopped up bits from a Nestle's semi-sweet chocolate bar into a cookie, bam, as one might say. During World War II, U.S. soldiers from the area Ruth cooked in, stationed overseas, shared the cookies with fellow GIs as they received via care packages from home with soldiers from other parts of the U.S. Soon, hundreds of soldiers were writing home asking their families to send them some of the Toll House cookies. Wakefield was soon swamped with letters from around the world requesting her recipe. She eventually formed a business relationship with the Nestle Group. Had enough history? Me too. I need a cold glass of milk. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
C is for cookie, that's good enough for me. C is for cookie, that's good enough for me. C is